And now to the people who fill those campaign coffers with cash. As we just heard, Anne Dunsmore has been Rudy Giuliani's chief fundraiser. She left his campaign last week. Dunsmore stumbled into professional fundraising 30 years ago.
I got into this business because I used to manage a restaurant in Capitol Hill. And I was the only female on the management staff, and I got stuck with the night shift. And all the staffers would come into the bar, and I lost a bet. And the loser had to volunteer 20 hours a week for a presidential campaign. I managed to get them to say the presidential campaign of our choice because it was a bunch of Kennedy staffers at the time. So I lost, and I wasn't interested in domestic affairs or politics at all. So I went to every single campaign, and I went to George Bush 41's campaign in 1979. Never left.
You're no longer with Rudy Giuliani's campaign. How do you make that choice of when is it the right time to leave and no longer fundraise for a particular campaign?
It's a gut. And I think that you have to develop a gut. You have to believe. If you don't believe in anything else, you have to believe in yourself. And you have to believe in what your own instincts give to you. Because I have to say, fundraising is a very lonely job. It's something that most people in every campaign fear the most. They don't understand it. They don't want to do it. It's the only thing that can be judged quantifiably every day, literally by the hour. I pretty much understand intuitively when I can be of maximum support to a campaign and when my expertise is going to be marginalized or minimalized, when they don't even know. So I try and make it as painless as possible and just say, oh, it's time for me to go now.
I think that a lot of people fear fundraising regardless of what or who they're raising money for. People hate asking other people for money. Is it worse or more intimidating when you're asking on behalf of a presidential candidate, or is it easier?
Everything has its ups and downs, whether you're raising money for diabetic children or you're raising money for a presidential campaign. I think the most feared element of fundraising is the rejection. Somebody saying no, or the money not coming in, or somebody saying, oh, I'll raise $100,000 and sending in $25,000, or, you know, then they feel like failures. So not only do you have to keep the people who are being philanthropic, whether it's for medicine or for politics, it's still philanthropy. In politics, they don't even get to write it off. I mean, it is a complete labor of love. You're targeted. You immediately put a target on your back when you take sides in a presidential race or any kind of race. And I think the fear in politics and the targeting of staff is going to take on a new level in this year that I think is unfortunate and fairly frightening. So that's a whole nother discussion.
Well,
I mean, the best way to take the legs out from a campaign is to target their fundraising. Because if you shut the money off, the car stops running. And it's a difficult thing to restart.
How would you compare the pace of fundraising this time around to presidential campaigns in the past?
Same. I think people in your position, I think the press in general is uneducated on fundraising, and I think the analysis of fundraising is... And I think,
what are we getting wrong? It's
well,
a great
you get
opportunity
a lot wrong.
To correct
here,
us.
Here's the thing. It's not your fault. I think one element of politics that never is made available is the process of fundraising. But because people like myself don't often speak to the press, how are you to know? What you're looking at right now is a, you know, 4 or 5-person race on the Republican side, and that's a huge number of people to raise money. It's a huge amount of money. I mean, the market in fundraising is giant. It's billions of dollars, and that's what you see. Billions of dollars. I feel like Carl Sagan, but it's, you know, trillions and trillions of stars.
And you mentioned rejection. When you ask someone for a certain amount of money and they say no, how do you deal with that?
I think the most important thing about fundraising is figuring out how not to get a no. And by the way, the yes conversations are incredibly shorter than the no conversations, because then they feel like they need to explain it to you. And it's painful.
Yeah.
People don't want to feel bad. They want to, when somebody's philanthropic, just by definition, it's to feel good. Rejection goes both ways when somebody says no. They don't like to say no. They feel bad when they say no. You always hear that thing, don't make me say no.
Professional political fundraiser Anne Dunsmore, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.